detail. Obviously, we are talking about the police commissioner role today, but can you tell me, give me a flavour of what was said in the room out there?
Well, we're really talking about a number of issues, about the importance of communications, good communications between the police and the public, and that as commissioners, that's what we'd want to see. Now, particularly in a lot of North Wales where we've got Welsh-speaking communities, that communication is going to have to be in Welsh.
And obviously you've come here to the MICE, to the ICE Telford. Is that one of the reasons or the main reason why you chose to come here?
Well, we thought it was important. Cymdeithas Cledwyn is something which Lynn had set up, as she was saying, a few years ago. There are a lot of Welsh speakers in the Labour Party, and it's really an opportunity for us to talk to each other in Welsh. Sometimes, and it was quite interesting seeing some of the comments from Plaid Cymru supporters, sometimes see Welsh Labour people as anti-Welsh language, and that's not true at all. There's it's quite interesting statistic that 70% of Welsh voters are of Labour voters are proud of the Welsh language, and I think this is a real opportunity for us to show that. Actually, because of the way that things work in the holiday season, we have to move around a lot, don't we? You know, there's a lot of people down here from North Wales. I was talking to a woman from Abergele earlier. So it's worth being here to meet voters from North Wales over the next few weeks. My dad's going to be up in North Wales with us. We've got the John Prescott's going to be coming over to Wrexham. So he'll be doing some campaigning. And we've got Bob Jones from the West Midlands who'll be over in Barmouth as well. So we're all helping each other out. And as people move around, you know, it makes sense for us to as well.
Excellent. So looking ahead to this role of Chief Commissioner, can you tell me a bit about what it'll mean to the people and how the people will benefit from this?
Well, it's not an idea that we agreed with, and the reason why I disagree with that is I don't see it as being right that you have one person who decides on the priorities over policing in an area. Actually, what's needed is to develop a consensus. Now, as Chief Executive of the Police Authority, that's exactly what I did. I worked with the members to develop a consensus on how we move forward, and that will be informed by the professional views from the force as well. So, given that we're going to have a commissioner, it seemed to me that the best thing to do was to go for that job myself, because then I can take that same approach of trying to bring people together and develop a consensus which is informed by professional opinions and by the local communities.
So with your past job you'll know more about what the average policeman on the street thinks and how he feels. How do they feel about this?
They're really worried, actually, to be honest. They're really worried that they're going to end up with politicians who are interfering. They're worried that it'll be headline grabbing. You know, one of the things that has been talked about is conflict between the Chief Constable and the Commissioner. And people are thinking, oh, well, the only way that you'll be able to get a headline is by having a conflict. Well, that's not what's needed. You know, it's the opposite of what's needed. And that's certainly not what I'm going to do. They were